free people are in a not-so-free environment. But does it have to be that way? Along this journey on the road to truth, you will have to ask yourself, do you have the courage to step out of the boat? Will you have the strength to stand before the giant with just a sling and a stone? But take your guns, that's all you'll have. With all the propaganda media out there trying to tell you one thing, are you going to listen to them? Or will you listen to the voice of truth? Make no doubt, we are in an information war, and together, we will identify the problems facing us today, but we're also going to identify the solutions. Today is Labor Day, Monday, September 7th, 2009. And for the next 30 minutes, we'll be connecting the dots. We will be exposing the psychological conditioning in the media, and we will expose the corruption in government. Folks, it's time to wake up.
There's a lot more from The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons coming up in just moments, right here on 1380 WLRM.
Mike Parsons here, The Voice of Truth, to tell you about Summit Graphics. Recently, I was looking for a custom pop-up canopy and banners for my remote shows. I looked everywhere for the best deals, including online. What I found was Summit Graphics. They not only provided me with a custom pop-up canopy and several banners, but also provided all of the design work in-house. Summit Graphics has 60 years of graphics design experience, state-of-the-art equipment, and in-shop production. Best of all, they're a local company. So if you're like me and you want the highest level of quality, best prices, fast turnaround times, and want to support the local economy, call Summit Graphics at 901-372-2005. That's 901-372-2005. Or visit them online at canopygraphics.com. Call today and mention that you heard about Summit Graphics from Mike Parsons and receive 15% off your order. Call today at 901-372-2005. This is Mike Parsons. I also want to tell you about my friends over at the Mid-South Farmers Co-op in Fayette County, Tennessee, in Somerville, actually, right on Highway 64. And if you're looking for, well, horse feed, tack, let's see, dog food, they've got complete supplies for your farm needs and your home needs. Now, if you've got the need for fences, you know what they say, good fences make for good neighbors. And boy, I've been spending a lot in fencing lately. But take a look, go by and see what they've got to offer. I guarantee you, you'll be glad you did. And when you do, just tell them that Mike Parsons with The Voice of Truth sent you. Open at 901-353-6453. First, I want to go into the main topic of today and let me tell you a little story. Something that occurred last Friday night. Last Friday night, about 1,500 to 2,000 of you fellow patriots from across the region gathered near the corner of Macon and Sycamore View in Memphis, Tennessee for a tea party, for a rally, and to greet a caravan of tour buses that were gathered there to, well, they had started in California, and they were making their way across the country to converge on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. for September 12, 2009. Among the concerned citizens in the crowd were reporters with CNN and the New York Times. Now, this was not an angry mob or a protest rally, but a celebration of like-minded Americans who have awoken and who are standing up to the corruption in our government. The gathering began at 6 p.m. Friday night and lasted well after 1 a.m. Saturday morning. There were groups throughout the region there coordinating those interested in renting tour buses and taking the trip with them to D.C. Interestingly, well, we'll tell you about that in just a moment.
You are not
too fast if we don't wake up, folks. The red, white, and blue has been hijacked, and it's up to you and me to take her back. The new world order, we want what you've got.
Heaven's door.
And with help from above, we will take this great land back. Now, what was interesting, folks, there was no local TV or print media at this event. Now, as the host of the Voice of Truth radio show, the Mid-South's only local radio talk show dedicated to exposing corruption in government and restoring our constitutional rights and liberties, I felt this was a story that needed to be told. Interestingly, the following day, a lady called into another local afternoon radio talk show Saturday afternoon. And listening to her, she was voicing her concerns about her government and said she felt like she was all alone in an effort to educate her family, her friends, to the corruption. Now, what that lady may not realize is that she's not a lone wolf in the wilderness, but one of a fast-growing pack of voices. A fast-growing pack of voices. Voices that will be heard. Take a stand, or will you sit back and watch it all go away? Will you sit back? You sit back and watch as the people with challenges to and fight against the corrupt government. Those that are a threat to their power. Those are the ones that they use the will for. Those that are willing to stand up and speak out. Friday night into Saturday morning, well over 1,500 to 2,000 like-minded American free-living citizens breathing right here stood and make a stand. They made a stand for truth. Now, how do you know if you're one of these true patriots? You value your family, your country, all of which is decent? Now, realize the time is now. Time to wake up, folks. Together, we can do this. No regrets. Is this the beginning of the revolution? No, my friend. The revolution is well underway. Get involved. Take back your country. What will your legacy be? Well, if you don't stand, you may not have a legacy. Okay, folks, let's go ahead. The line is open if you'd like to call in. I would love to hear from any of the folks that were out there that were at the Tea Party. This was an interesting event because the first Tea Party I attended, there were probably the same number of people, but it was in the middle of the day. It was right after work on a work day. And the amazing thing was that this was held at night. And the bus didn't show up till, I believe, well after 11 o'clock. It was scheduled to be there at 10, but it didn't. And because it wasn't there when people were expecting it, well, They didn't care. They just went ahead and waited. And you know, you've got an amazing group of Memphians out there that are willing to stand up and be counted and be heard. And I also want to encourage the local policeman who was there that I spoke to, and It's amazing. These folks are on board, too. These folks are aware of exactly what's going on. And I asked this gentleman, he had heard of Alex Jones. Oh, yeah, he listens to him daily. And he had asked, well, he'd been wondering what happened to me. He'd been listening to me for quite some time. And I appreciate that, too. And I'm going to try to see if I can get this on. I actually did some interviews with a couple of folks that were there that were amazed at the number of people that are tuned in to what's going on right now. And I'm having a little bit of difficulty. But the line is open at 901-353-6453. If you were there at the Tea Party, and if you'd like to talk about this or any other issue, this is your forum. This is your opportunity. Remember, this is your only opportunity locally to talk about any issue that you're interested in without being demonized, without being attacked. We're not going to tell you that you're better than that or demonize you or use ad hominems and call you crazy conspiracy theorists, because we realize most of the information that you're getting out there is skewed. Now, there might be bits and pieces of truth. The mainstream media is skilled at giving you bits and pieces of truth mixed in with deception, spin, and lies. But that's the reality, folks. And you have to grow up. You have to educate yourself and learn how to seek out the truth and determine what, in fact, is the truth. It's all about doing your research. And I guarantee you, I met several people there that were doing just that. And they were, well, they were on target. Also, I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was asking me about these people like Alex Jones and people like myself, people that were getting involved in exposing corruption in government, and he was curious as to what motivates a person to do this, you know. And I remember reading a scripture in Ezekiel 3:17 that says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me." And there was also an article that I read and I've posted. And if you've never been to the website, I encourage you to go to MikeParsons.org or TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.org and go to my Links for Liberty page. And if you scroll down, probably to about the fifth one, it's not too far down. Well, it might be a little bit further down than that. But I've included a section there that talks about the works of the watchman. And this is a message from Ezekiel, and it explains the history of the watchman. And there are watchmen among us, folks. You might be a watchman. And you realize that you have an obligation, you have a duty, you have a calling, and that is to expose the corruption nowadays, the explosion in government, which is the real enemy of the United States of America. Now, certainly there are forces beyond our borders that we need to be concerned about. But right now, what is the real issue of the day? What is the real concern? Well, folks, when they're wanting to forcibly inoculate the entire population with a known cancer containing a known thimerosine, a known squalene containing vaccine that's going to damage you, that's going to harm you, that's actually going to give you the live cancer viruses, the live flu viruses, well, now's the time to speak out. Now's the time to get involved. And if you, like the lady, said she's having difficulty speaking to her family. Lady, if you're out there listening, I encourage you to call in, but I encourage you to have your family and friends tune into this station every day and listen from starting at 7 a.m. through the entire day. You'll find out through the Power Hour, the Alex Jones Show, and my show that we are speaking about these issues. We are exposing the corruption. We are connecting the dots. Last Friday, I had an amazing day. I had more callers in 130 minutes than I've ever had. Everybody was concerned about the issue of the potential forced inoculations that was listed in Section B last week in the newspaper. And also I connected a few more dots talking about previously where they talked about in the city school system where they were literally going to stop giving passing grades or failing grades to students K through 3, realizing that when you give these kids these shots, it's going to damage their brain. And if they're unable to pass these tests, well, all of a sudden, it really doesn't matter if you're not giving a pass-fail grade, does it? Not in their eyes, but it does to me, and it does to most parents out there who have children. Well, my son is grown and is an adult now, you know, I didn't have to deal with this back then. I had to deal with other corruption, and it was pretty tough. But I guarantee you, I took a stand, and my son's the better for it. Now, certainly, it might have cost me a lot. It might have cost me a career that might have taken me to other places and bigger and better bigger and better things. But the fact is that my family is more important than any of that. And I think that probably for the most of you, you agree. Do your research. Take time to Google search. Gather all the information and make your own decision. Don't just trust somebody that's in a newspaper article or some politician that pulls up his sleeve just to take a shot. Because the fact is that they might be taking a shot that is actually nothing but water. You never know, folks. It's what I talked about last week in the Judascope. And we're going to go ahead and take a... if I can get to it here, we're going to go ahead and take a caller. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Mike, it's Bob at the station.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You've been off the air for like 7 minutes.
What happened?
I don't know. Your music ended and that was it.
I don't know. I'm transmitting. You may hang up and call you back?
Yeah, I guess so, because whenever a song ended, that was the last I heard.
Well, you can't hear me talking.
I haven't heard you talk at all. I've heard pre-recorded stuff. I haven't heard you say anything.
All right. Pre-recorded stuff?
Yep. All I heard was, your opening, and then a couple of songs, and that was it.
What was the pre-recorded stuff? My songs?
It said,
was there an interview that you heard?
I don't think it was an interview. I think there was one with me talking, and,
one with you talking?
Yeah, just the opening,
Okay, let me call you right back. All right. Can you put me on line with the cell phone?
I can put you on from right where I'm at right now, I think.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Folks, I don't know what happened. The phone line is down right now, so I'm calling in from a cell phone, and I guarantee you there's probably something afoot out there, but I've been transmitting, and I apologize for that. And I believe I was into the song and transmitting. I'm not exactly sure where we left off, but we're going to go ahead and move forward. And again, I want to cover this one more time. Last Friday night at about, 6 p.m. when I arrived, there was a crowd of well over 500 people, and before the end of the night, there was more than 1,500 to 2,000 patriots from across the region that had gathered near the corner of Macon and Sycamore View in Memphis, Tennessee, for a tea party, for a rally. Well, it was for a meeting to greet a caravan of tour buses that started in California and that were making their way across the country to converge on the Capitol in Washington, D.C., September 12, 2009. Now, among the concerned citizens in the crowd were reporters with CNN and the New York Times. Now, this was not an angry mob or protest rally, but a celebration of like-minded Americans who have awoken and are standing up to the corruption in our government. The gathering began at about 6 p.m. Friday night and lasted well after 1 a.m. Saturday morning. There were groups throughout the region. They were coordinating these groups, those interested in remaining, interested in renting tour buses and joining in the trip to Washington, D.C. Interestingly, there was no local TV, no print media at the event. The host of the Voice of Truth radio show, me, Mike Parsons, I was the only one there in attendance. Now, realize, I am the Mid-South's only local radio talk show host that is dedicated to exposing corruption in government and restoring our constitutional rights and liberties. I felt this was a story that needed to be told, so here we are. And I'm going to see if I'm still on the air here. The following day... Hello? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, this is Mike. I'm going to switch gears here real quick. I'm going to try to call the studio back. Bob, we got a dial tone. We're going to call you right back, so go ahead and cut this line. I want to call you right back. This is Mike Parsons, the host of The Voice of Truth, and we are back on the air live, and nothing like doing remotes. Something happened with the phone line, apparently, and the station lost the signal, so we're back on the air. If you'd like to call in, the line is open at 901-353-6453, and if you're listening and you'd like to call in and let me know exactly where I cut off, I've got a message that I want to get out today, and if you can help me by letting me know exactly what I was talking about when the line went dead, we're going to pick up from that point. 901-353-6453 is the number.
So far away.
And I'm going to go ahead and move along.
Long for the past.
And I'll try to pick up because this is so interesting. The other day, I think I might have covered this. There was a lady that called in another local radio talk show Saturday afternoon, and she was talking about her concerns. In fact, that she felt she was alone in her effort to educate her family and friends to the corruption. What the lady may not realize is that she's not a lone wolf in the wilderness, but she's one of a growing pack of voices that will be heard, and they will be heard now. Realize that what I'm talking about is people coming together. There was a huge crowd, a huge event, and people are slowly waking up. And the fact is that there are some people that are just now waking up. They're just rubbing their eyes. And there are other people, well, there's others that are on their second cup of coffee and they're ready to roll. Now, you have to ask yourself, if you're a new listener to this program, what is this guy talking about? Well, I invite you to listen to The Voice of Truth Monday through Friday right here on 1380 AM at 3 p.m. daily, right after The Alex Jones Show. This is your only local format where you can call in and openly talk about these issues without being demonized, without being, well, put off, put on hold for hours. And you can talk about these issues. We've got a call coming in. Let me go ahead and caller, we've got you on the air. Go ahead. Okay, caller, try it again. Go ahead.
Mike, this is Bob.
Yes.
Are you talking on the air?
I'm trying to.
All I'm hearing is music.
You don't hear me talking on the air?
No, all I hear is music. I haven't heard you talk since we talked the last time.
I don't know why. I'm hearing myself transmitting through everything. I'm just going through my headset throughout. You can't hear me at all.
All I'm hearing is music. Loud a minute ago, then it turned down again.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Nope, all I hear is music.
Well, I've got the music.
I hear no music.
All you got now, me, is
on the air.
Okay, I'm talking now. Can you hear me now?
Nope, nothing.
Can't hear me now?
Nope. Sure you don't have your mic muted or something?
No, I'm listening to my signal coming to you is coming through my headset, so it has to come through my headset before it goes to you. I've changed everything up, so I know exactly what you're getting is me talking.
I'm not getting you. I was getting the music. I'm not getting you. Are you sending stuff out through a...
I've got a Y connection off my headphone set that you're getting the feed from my Y connection, so I've got a headphone plugged in, and everything I'm...
You change it to be swap it out or something and go back, because you've done something that's wrong, because like I said, all I'm doing is hearing music. Right now, it's dead air.
Okay, well, can you switch me on the phone then?
I've called you on my cell phone, so I can't do that.
Okay, let me hang up, and I'll call you right back from the cell phone.
Okay,
all right,
bye. Thank you.
It's Mike. Okay, would you want to go ahead and put me on? Yeah, do I need a countdown? Do I need a countdown or roll? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good afternoon, this is Mike Parson, host of The Voice of Truth, and there are technical difficulties beyond my control, and so we're going to work on those. Folks, I apologize. What we're going to do is we're going to pick up where we left off today, tomorrow, and I would encourage you to visit MikeParsons.org or TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.org, and I also want to tell you about my sponsors. Now, I'm not sure about the technical difficulties. I may need to get a new sponsor that can help me work through these problems, but in the meantime, I want to tell you about the folks that went out to the Tea Party that met me there. And purchase some of the T-shirts to help support the program. A lot of you, we were sold out of everything that we had. The Gadsden flag T-shirts, those that had the snake coiled up, that said, "Don't tread on me." I want to tell you where I get those. Now, this is the source. I don't mind sharing with you folks the source. That is Liz Bullard, the owner of Make Your Mark. She does all of my T-shirts. She is the manufacturer. Her company manufactures these shirts. So you're not going through a middleman. And if you've got a promotion that you want to put out, you want to contact her for T-shirts. These digital printed T-shirts are amazing. Also, you need to look at her embroidery service. 867-8516, 867-8516. If you want to make your mark, call Liz and make your mark. Also, I want to tell you about Willie German Equipment Company in Somerville, Tennessee. Now, if you need to get your equipment worked on for the harvest season coming up, if you need equipment and or repairs, give them a call at 465-3573, 465-3573. And right now, we've got about another 30 seconds before the show ends. Folks, I want to apologize for these technical difficulties. We're going to spend some time with the studio as soon as the show is over. We're going to figure out what's going on, and we're going to make it right. And we will be back with you tomorrow with more of The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons. And again, the number is 901-353-6453. Also, we've got a sponsor, CNI Equipment, that is located in Memphis, Tennessee. And their number is 278-0100. Now, if you saw the tower lights at the Tea Party and you wondered where those came from, that's where they came from. It's CNI Equipment. Also, if you noticed the backhoe that was on the trailer there, that was a piece of equipment that I was using. And I'll be telling you more about what I was doing with that piece of equipment later in the week. But right now, if you need to put on an event where you're going to need tower lights and you need to rent those quickly, 278-0100. Tell CNI Equipment that you heard about it on The Voice of Truth, and you will get an exclusive discount specifically for The Voice of Truth listeners. So, folks, take advantage of these opportunities, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you more in the week here on 1380 WLRM on The Voice of Truth, starting Monday through Friday. Well, tomorrow we'll be back on the air, but it is Monday through Friday from at 3 p.m., and I encourage you to wake up. Wake up your neighbors. Wake up your family. It's time to get involved. It's time to wake up. Bye for now, and we'll be looking forward to speaking to you again tomorrow at 3 p.m. on The Voice of Truth.